This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. I'm Mark Andrews, and it's time for the guys to come on. Your host, of course, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron from, Ron Esri, that is, from IPG. So, guys, how are you?
Good. Happy holidays.
Doing well, Mark.
Happy and Merry Christmas to you. And DC was telling, or was it Ron telling me you haven't, which one of you haven't done Christmas shopping yet?
Well, I haven't, and I'm probably thinking Ron hasn't either.
No, I don't think so.
There you go. See,
we're
men, we don't shop.
Plenty of time.
Oh.
Matter of fact, we have a special guest with us today. My daughter's in from college, Florida Institute of Technology, trying to become a marine biologist. I talked her into coming to the radio show today. And when we leave here, we're going to Barnes & Noble. Do a little Christmas shopping.
That sounds like fun.
You bet.
Where is she? Have her say hello.
Say hi, Alexis.
Hello.
Hello, Alexis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing good. So do you understand all this financial stuff?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to have to do a review because I've been gone for a while and I forgot.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, DC.
Well, yeah.
What are we talking about?
Well, today I think we're going to spend some time again covering the topic of tax-deferred annuities and kind of why we do what we do, talk a little bit about short-term savings, and maybe how to get a little more interest out of your dollars that you put into short-term savings. But I'd like to just kind of quickly recap why Ron and I decided to do this show. You know, Ron and I have been in the business, quite some time, and we've got quite some experience, and Ron, being the stalwart in the industry that he is, you know, listens to a lot of radio shows and any infomercials that are cover financial planning. And he came to me one day and he goes, "You know what, DC, I think we need to do a radio show." And I said, "Now, why in the world would we start doing a radio show?" He said, "You know, I've been listening to it for the past 6 or 7 months, and the only thing that I'm hearing is a sales pitch." And he said, "I just don't think we're bringing, or these shows are bringing the education to the public like needs to be done." And I thought about that. I thought, well, that's a pretty good idea. Ron, you got any comments on that?
Yeah, Darwin. I wanted to have a show where, you know, people get educated. You know, it's easy to make a decision once you're educated. It's very hard to make a decision when you don't know what's going on. And, you know, today it seems like a lot of people are trying to sell things to people, but they're not really educating them on how it works, why it works, what's good about it, what's bad about it. So we've been in the insurance industry for many, many years, and we're believers in certain things. And I wanted to take a show and take time to really tune in on that and give people education on things that maybe they didn't know.
So as we've kind of migrated through that, we've done several shows so far, but just to kind of give you a little background of what some of our topics, you know, many people out in town today or seniors today, they really don't know what an annuity is and how an annuity is built. And we spent quite a bit of time kind of discussing how is an annuity built. And Ron, any comments on that topic?
Yeah, let's start there. The thing I want to start with today, I want to start with a word called tax deferral. And I want people to understand what that really means. Let's take an example. Let's say you have a $1,000 that you want to save and somebody wants to pay you 5%. Well, if somebody was going to pay you 5% on that $1,000, that would be $50. If you have it in a traditional savings account, you have to take that $50 and you have to add it to your tax return as ordinary income added on to your working income. So if you're, let's say you're in a 25% tax bracket, you have to take that $50, add it to the return, and you have to give 25% of that $50 to the government in taxes. Well, insurance companies offer a savings program called a tax-deferred annuity. Now, it was supposed to be designed for people in retirement, so it comes with special tax treatment that if you'll abide by it, you can get a big advantage. And here's how it works. Let's take that same $1,000 that somebody has, and let's take 5%. The difference here is, in a tax-deferred annuity, I could earn the $50 it would add to my policy, but I don't have to claim any of that money on my income tax if I didn't spend it. So instead of taking out 25% of that $50 and paying taxes on it, that money is allowed to stay in the savings account, and I can earn 5% on that again next year. And so what happens is when money is not being taken out every year for taxes, you get to keep all this tax money in there and keep earning interest on it, which makes it grow a lot faster. Now, some people will say, well, yeah, that's true, but taxes will be due someday. Yes, they would. But let's look at it. I don't know what people are going to use their money for, but people that buy annuities or put their money in annuities, most of them leave it there for a lifetime. Because once they get in the account, once they see the tax benefit, and they say, wow, you know, I don't want to pay taxes on the money every year that I'm not spending, and they see it grow, now they become believers. And here's what I would say to them. Number one, you never know how much money you're going to need in your lifetime. So the bigger a pot of money that you can grow, the better it's going to be for you someday if you need it. An example of that would be, if I wanted to take 5% off of $50,000, that's $2,500 a year. If I wanted to take 5% off of $100,000, that's $5,000 a year. Well, if the difference between those two numbers was all tax money that I had built up over the years and I'm earning interest on it. When I got ready to take that, because I didn't have to pay all those taxes, I would sit here and be able to spend $5,000 a year instead of $2,500. And I would say, you know, when I'm done with the money, then I'll pay the taxes when I'm done with it. Most people carry annuities until they die, and they just settle out the tax liability before they pass it on to their children. And another reason is you might end up spending all that money. You might have health issues. You don't know what's going to happen. But it's really good common sense. If you can keep tax money today and earn interest on it, why would you give them a check today that you don't have to give them?
That's correct. And Ron, when we're talking about tax deferral, just a comment, if you would, real quick on short-term versus long-term. And the reason I bring this up is because our last client was a referral from a CPA. And there seems to be out there, in public today, when somebody mentions annuities, people get a little squeamish. And now we've got CPAs actually listening to this show and referring us customers because they understand the value and the power of an annuity. As a matter of fact, when the gentleman called me, he said, you know, Darwin, I was visiting with my CPA, and I asked him, I said, should I be getting into this annuity? You know, I've always read that annuities are bad. And he handed him my card, and he said, well, not all annuities are the same. But he said, I tell you what you can do is give Ron and DC a call, and they'll explain it to you. And he has since come into our office. So we're getting that kind of referral base from CPAs. But if you could, Ron, could you just cover a little bit about long-term versus short-term?
Sure, Darwin. Today, annuities offered by insurance companies would carry a term anywhere from 2 years to 10 years, we'll say. You can actually set up an annuity. We're going to discuss this on our next segment, where maybe you just want to leave it there for a couple of years and try to earn some interest on it. And then you want to go longer term. You go, you know, maybe I don't need this money. Maybe I'm willing to go out here and put it in a savings account for 10 years. Can you show me how that works? And why would that be better for me to go longer term? And we want to discuss some of that today, but we want to let you know insurance companies offer terms all over the board that would fit your comfort.
As a matter of fact, I think the last time that we stopped by a bank, we did pick up some interest rates on some CDs. And if I recall right, it seemed like a five-year CD, if you tied it up for 5 years, was paying about 1.5% at that point in time. I think since then it's come up just a little bit. But a one-year CD was paying less than probably 0.5%. So there's a lot of opportunity out there in that short-term arena. And Ron and his actuaries have been responsible for designing some of those things. And we'll talk about those in the next segment, Mark.
Yeah, it's a little hard to get much going on at the banks these days. But, for a lot of people, including myself, have heard the mantra, well, annuities don't pay very much interest. You should get in the stock market. There's a lot of difference between saving with a better interest and then going out to the casino called the stock market, isn't there?
Well, we'll discuss that today, because the truth is annuities offer both forms today, and there are products that you can get tied to the market that can pay you very good returns, and I'll explain on the show today how that happens. That's a really good question, Mark.
All right. We'll be back with more on Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. I'm Mark Andrews, and DC and Ron are here. And Ron, we were basically talking about taxes and savings, and taxes are around the corner. But I had asked you a question about the difference between saving in annuities and then playing the stock market, because the stock market looks good. It's rocketed 5,000 points in the last year, but you know, you're supposed to buy low, sell high, and it seems like we've missed the boat on that one.
Well, yes and no. I think the information you're going to get today is going to be really good. And Mark, where I'd like to start is, I just want to start with a regular savings account. And you know, at IPG, we do something different than most people in this town do. You know, I got a call about 90 days ago from an insurance company, and they said, Ron, I'd like to go to the market, and I'd like to do about $300 million in annuities with a consumer. And we'd like to be geared towards people who traditionally might go to a bank and buy a CD or a savings account. Can you design that annuity for us that would be very appealing to the consumer, and also at the same time, the insurance company meet their profit objectives for managing the money? Well, we got together with our actuaries, and we're going to be launching those products probably the second week of January. They'll probably be available for sale for people actually depositing money by February 1. And here's what we did. We came up with what we call a 2-5-7. You can have a policy that has a 2-year rate. And today, if we were to put that rate out there right now, that rate would be 2.50 guaranteed for 2 years. And that's a 2-year walk away. So if I took my $10,000 in there and I wanted to earn 2.50, and at the end of 2 years, if I wanted to leave, I could turn around and walk away and there would be no penalty. In the interim in that 2-year period, it also has a 5% liquidity feature. So if I wanted to make a withdrawal out of that and not pay a penalty, it would allow me to take up to 5% of the value. Well, most people that spend money off of these type of savings accounts, they don't want to deplete their principal anyway. So if you sit here and you said, well, I really like that 2.5, you know, I don't know anybody that's paying me 2.5 over 2 years in any bank in this town. I'd really like to make that 2.5. And even if you took it and spent it, you just stick to 2.5 every year and you just spend it. You could get that as a free withdrawal, and at the end of 2 years, you could leave, and you wouldn't have any penalties. The next feature in it is a 5-year option. It has what's called a 5-year window. Well, the rate today, if we launched it, would be 3.3. So you could get 3.3% compound rate guaranteed for 5 years, have that same 5% liquidity feature, and at the end of 5 years, if you decided, I think I want to go do something different with my money, you could do that too. And so it's very liquid for the consumer. Well, when you look at interest rates today and all the banks, even if you go on, you know, you can go on your phone today and look at banks all over the country. I don't know of anybody offering 3.3 guaranteed for 5 years. And a lot of people would say, you know, that's a really good rate today. And don't forget, it's tax deferred. So in both of those examples, if I did not spend the interest would stay in there and I would make interest on interest. You don't ever pay taxes on that money, on that annuity, until you spend the interest. So what happens, people start growing. And what you can do in these policies at the end of 2 years, if you took the 2-year rate, you can look around and see what everybody's doing. And if you thought you could find something with a higher rate, well, then you'd move it and go do that. But it's for people that want to stay short term. In our industry, we call that you never know money. You know, everybody likes to have money laying around that you just never know. I might need it for something, so I don't want to tie it up. And this company wanted to be a leader in short-term savings. So we're going to be putting that product out on a 2- and 5-year basis. We believe it'll be very popular. And you can either get a hold of your broker, if you'd like to call our office. DC will let you know when the information, when the product comes out, we'll mail you information out. You can take a look at it, do whatever you want to do. But all we're trying to do is there's a lot of people in this town that keep money in short-term savings. You know, the only other feature, again, and I want to talk about this a little bit, is people say, well, but the bank is FDIC insured. That is correct. Annuities are not. They're backed by the assets of the insurance company, and they have AM Best ratings. But I've shared this before, and I'll share this. You all own a home. I own a car. I already have a lot of my assets that are backed by insurance companies. That if my home burns down, I'm betting that insurance company will rebuild my home. So we already trust insurance companies in many, many ways. And after 30 years of doing annuities, I've never had one company miss a payment or an interest rate ever. So in my opinion, they've got an excellent track record. But I will tell you this. In 1980, I was doing annuities, and I mentioned this before. I took people to Mrs. Peter's Fried Chicken to do my little seminar. And you know, back in 1980, I could offer a 12% interest rate on an annuity. As a matter of fact, I specifically remember a company that was in Topeka, Kansas, that offered a 12% interest rate. And if the rate ever fell below 11, you could walk away with no penalty. Now, if we had that today, everybody would be really happy. But I'll tell you right now, 3.3 for 5 years or 2.5 for 2 is looking really, really good. So for people that want to stay short term, they want their money safe, they want to get guaranteed rates on it, this is going to be a winner for this insurance company. And we think the consumer is going to be very, very happy with it.
And what we find, Mark, and especially with seniors, now I know there's some people out there that have money in CDs that they just got it in a short term and they're going to take it out and spend some of that money, and typically those are younger people. But a senior, when they have money in the bank, they have it in there for security, and chances are they're renewing that CD every year without question. So this policy, this product's going to be very popular with those seniors because, you know, we're going to double, triple their interest that they're earning on that.
So, and you have a lot more flexibility, as you were saying.
You have
saying,
a lot of flexibility in the short term.
When you lock something in a CD for like a year, you get penalized, right, if you pull it out?
Well, what happens in a CD was a little different from an annuity. Whatever term that you take on a CD, first of all, they don't compound. They pay simple interest. Annuities pay compound daily interest. But when you have a CD, if you take anything in excess of the interest, you're penalized on the entire CD at most places because they'll hit you with an interest penalty that applies to the entire CD. An annuity is a lot different. Let's say I have a $10,000 annuity and somebody gives me a 5% free withdrawal. Well, I could take out $500 that year and pay no penalty. Well, let's say for some reason I need $600. Then I would pay a penalty, but only on the $100, not the entire annuity. So the penalty only applies to the amount that goes above the free withdrawal privilege. And I even see annuities today. We've designed them in the past. With some of the longer terms, they'll let you take that up to 30 and 40% accumulated free withdrawal.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to be talking more of taxes and savings right here on Today's Dollar. And we'll have more coming up right here on KCMO. So stay tuned. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, DC, and Ron Essery from IPG. I'm Mark Andrews. And if you want to get a hold of them, you can call them anytime. 913-317-9210, 24 hours a day. They're always by the... Okay, they're not by the phone 24 hours, but they do take messages, okay? Or you can go online to todaysdollarshow.com. And the nice thing is, they are friendly, they are wise, and they are teaching you. They're not just saying, hey, give us your money, we're going to do something with it. No, they're saying, let us help you, and they will teach you how to invest and how to save money and save on taxes. Everybody's favorite subject is taxes, because, golly, we just don't pay enough. We're kind of calling this show Taxes and Savings, and Ron has been talking about tax-deferred annuities and things along that line. So, Ron, I'm trying to learn here. I think I'm getting a better feel for it, that you have a lot more flexibility with an annuity. You have a much better interest rate that you're ever going to find in any savings institution, and you don't have the roller coaster of the stock market. Am I on the right track?
Correct.
Yeah, that'd be correct, Mark. I just wanted to make sure on these short-term annuities that you know, what that is really built for is for people that just want to, they always want to have their hands on their money. So we've got a certain segment of the population that just doesn't want to tie their money up for any period of time. So short-term annuities work in that fashion. But what we want to get into now is okay, if I do have a short-term product and maybe I want to make more than 3 or 330, is that possible without taking any risk with our money? And I think a lot of times in our show, we fail to point out that with these annuities, we're taking no risk with your principal, none whatsoever. And so I want to make sure that the audience is comfortable with that. But Ron has designed a short-term annuity with an option to earn a higher interest rate. And I'd like for him to talk about that just a little bit. Ron?
Thank you. Mark, as we were talking, you know, we did in the last segment, you know, I can show you people, I've done this for 30 years, and, you know, I've run onto people that had $500,000 laying in a bank, and they were earning practically nothing. But you know what? That was their comfort level. And I've learned you just go with people's comfort level. They had it there for a reason. And if we could figure out a way to make them a couple extra percent over what they're making now and stay short term, well, that's a lot of money in their world. But their comfort was there.
Let me interrupt you real quick,
sure.
Because you mentioned this just before we went to break, that a difference between a CD and leaving that money in the bank doing nothing is that they're not the interest is different. It's, you were saying that it's compounded or not compounded?
Well, what happens in a CD, if they come to you and they say, here's an interest rate for 3 years. Well, they pay you that interest rate, and it cannot compound back in until the 3 years is up.
Well, that's no fun.
What an insurance company does is they actually add that interest rate to your policy. I can call on Monday and ask how much is in my annuity. And when I call on Friday, I had more money than I had on Monday because it's compounded in on a daily basis. It's not wait until the end of the term.
I like that.
Yeah. And so people like those features. But then we also have people. I had another come to me last year. And they said, Ron, we'd like to develop a short-term savings account. But we'd like to have an opportunity for people to make higher yields on their money through the stock market. How do we do that? And here's what we did. We took a little five-year annuity. We took a little five-year rate of 3%. And you could come buy this annuity, you could get your little 3% rate guaranteed for 5 years. But we also put in there what is called an S&P annual point-to-point option. And what that is this, let's just get educated here. Instead of taking my 3% this year that you were going to give me, I will go to Wall Street with your 3% and I will buy a one-year Standard & Poor option. And for that 3% today, they would offer me a 6% option. So let's take an example. You have $10,000. You have 3%. That's $300. We're not doing anything with your $10,000, but we're going to take that $300. We're going to go to Wall Street, and we're going to say, give me that option for that $300. And they're going to say, for that amount of money, I can give you a 6% option. What that means is this. 365 days from today, whatever that market goes up, they're going to give it back to us to put in the policy instead of the 3%. So let's take an example. Let's say the market went up 4% that year. Well, instead of adding 3 to my policy, they'd add 4. If the market went up 6%, they'd give me back 6%. If it went up 10%, they'd give me back 6%. Because 3 is what would buy 6% with. Well, actuaries study the market. And they say if you study the market, typically it goes up 70% of the time. So I don't want to risk my $10,000, but I might want to risk my 3% interest rate. And we'll show people that if you'll follow this trend and buy that option, I just studied it for the last 5 years. And in the last 5 years in that little annuity, if we would have taken the 6% option instead of the 3% guaranteed rate, their yield actually would have been 4.77. Because in that 5 year period, 3 out of the 5 years, they earned 6% because the market went up. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. You could buy that and maybe it not go up for 3 years in a row. But the only thing you're risking is the 3%. The other thing that's good about those is, let's say I buy that policy first year and I try to get my 6%. And let's say the market happens to go up and I made my 6%. Once that is added to my policy, it can never be taken away. So it's not like being directly in the market where I go up, but if it goes down, it goes back down. No, it's called earned. Once it's earned and added to the policy, it can never go down.
It's like the best of both worlds.
Absolutely. So even if the market next year, I gave them my little 3% and they gave me back nothing. It had nothing to do with the 6% that I already earned. People love the fact that you can go up, but you can never go down.
Well, I like that idea. That's a very, very good thing. DC, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yes, thank you, Mark. If you could just get a pencil and paper, write this number down. It's 913-317-9210. And just ask for Ron or I. And if it's on the weekend, leave us a message and we'll get back with you just as soon as we possibly can. Or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com. You know, we'd love to have the opportunity to sit down and visit with you. And we also want to point out that, you know, we're trying to educate, the public out there. But if you're an agent or a broker and you hear something here that you like, you know, please pick up the phone and give us a call, because we'd love to be able to help you grow your business also with your customers.
Well, you know, DC, we do have a special college guest today, and I'm sure she would tell you that most kids her age probably don't have pencil and paper, but simply say, Alexis, please call
that'd be
DC
true.
And Ron.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Anyway, 913-317-9210, or simply go online at todaysdollarshow.com. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right here on Today's Dollar. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, Darwin Couch. He's also known as DC and, well, a few other words we can't mention, and Ron Essery from IPG. And we are here today teaching you how to save money, how to invest. You would call this investing, wouldn't you not, Ron?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but a safer way of doing it. I like this idea. I like the idea of being able to save money, get a better interest rate, and have your money be safe.
Well, that's, again, the thing I don't think we spend enough time talking about, because, Ron and I have been in the business so long, but everything that we discuss is safe money. I mean, we're not risking your principal whatsoever.
Well, you know, and that's one of the criticisms that I've heard about annuities. And before we get to that, let's give you the phone number again, 913-317-9210, or online at todaysdollarshow.com. And one of the criticisms of annuities I've heard is that, well, yeah, it's safe, but you don't really get much in the way of a return like you would if you were playing the market.
Right.
But that's not true.
Well, it's not true. I mean, we are, we're not going to, you know, Ron can tell you annuities really weren't built to compete with the stock market. I mean, because they're two different functions. We're safe money, they're risking money. But this is what we do. I'll give you an example. I had a gentleman that called me that worked hard his entire life, and you know, he had $400,000 or $500,000 that he had in the market, and he still has 4 or 5 years to go in his employment. But he called me and said, "Darwin, I'm just nervous. I've worked entirely too hard to save this money during my lifetime." And he said, "I remember what happened, you know, 8, 9 years ago, and then, you know, 12 or 13 years ago." And he said, "I just can't afford to have that, my money disappear on me overnight," which that's exactly what happened. That's why annuities became so popular, but they became popular because of a function that Ron developed with his actuaries. And what happens is you can now earn a greater interest rate than say a 3% on a fixed product. And I'd like for Ron to talk about what he introduced to the industry, which is a monthly point to point.
Yeah. Before I do that, you know, I want to everybody know my daughter's with me again today, and I just love her having her home from college. But I shared this early on in our show. I remember years ago when Alexis and I went to the bank to open up our first savings account. And I to this day, I know what she had. She had $346 on her. And I remember we walked in the bank that day, and they looked at us, and they said, "What do you have for identification?" And we took her passport. And the bank looked at us and said, "I'm sorry, that's not good enough." And we said, "Well, what do we need?" "Well, we need your school ID." I said, "Well, we didn't bring her school ID. Well, you're going to have to come back tomorrow." So Alexis and I went home. We came back the next day, brought the school ID. She filled out all the paperwork, set up her little savings account. And I happened to ask the lady that day, I said, "By the way, what interest rate is my daughter earning on her money?" And they said, 10 basis points. I said, "So let me get this right. You're going to pay her 34 cents for the year. It cost me $2 in gas to bring you the money." Well, and that was their solution, and that is their only solution. Well, we just think that there's a better way to get that done. So annuities became very popular. I told you earlier in the show, I used to be able to offer a 12% interest rate. Well, we don't offer that interest rate of 12% today. So we have to figure out a way, how can I do better for the consumer, even in a low interest rate environment? So we take a look at this market and we say, instead of taking the interest rate every year, why don't we go buy an option? And some years ago, we went to Wall Street, worked with Bear Stearns, and they created what's called a monthly point to point. Basically what it was, it had a cap on the top as the market rose, but it didn't have a cap on the bottom. So if you buy the policy and the market goes down, then you're not going to get an interest credit. And it's going to give you an interest credit on the top, but it's going to cap you. But what it did, instead of having an annual participation, it had a monthly participation that would reset every month. Here's why this was important for a consumer. Some years, it doesn't happen very often, but some years the market goes way up in 1 year. Well, if I had this little point-to-point option of 6% and the market went up 30% that year, I still only got 6. Well, this option, because it reset every month, opened up an opportunity, and we saw double-digit returns. We saw people making over 20% returns in their policies without risking their principal, because they bought this particular option. Now, it's more volatile. You'll have many more years of zero. But what you do is you keep an eye on the market, and some people that buy these policies today, they'll put part of it in the annual point-to-point. They'll put part of it in the monthly cap, but their purpose is to try to get to a double-digit return. There's no guarantee that will happen, but you have to remember, you're only working with your interest. You're not working with the principal. People really like that. Now, I will tell you, back in 2007, I had a gentleman come to me. If you'll remember, the market went down as low as 900 that year. Well, he came in about the time, and you always hear this cliche, buy low and sell high. And he said, Ronnie, I want to do an annuity, and I think I want to do an indexed annuity. So out of all the annuities you have to offer, which one do you think would be right for me? So we took a look at it, and I happened to pick a policy with a company called Lincoln Financial Group. And I'll tell you what, he did marvelous. As a matter of fact, the first option they offered us, the first 2 years, they offered us a two-year point-to-point of 25%. So if that market went up 25% in 2 years, he would actually get a 25% credit. Well, by golly, it did. And when I look back over that six-year period that we worked together, he actually almost doubled his money in 6 years. I had no idea that that was going to happen. But he was able to get really good caps, and the market was at a time when it was getting ready to make a big run. Now, today, I would look at somebody and say, I'm no market timer. I have no idea what that stock market's going to do. But people like it that they get put in a position to win if it happens. And everybody's just looking for a better way to earn a bigger interest rate. And that's what a monthly point-to-point will do. And it performs very well if you can get a cap up to where it's very affordable for the consumer.
You are listening to Today's Dollar. I'm Mark Andrews. And DC, before we run out of time here, tell us how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, if you would, give us a call at 913-317-9210 and ask for Ron or I after the show today. Just give us a call. Leave a message. We'll get right back with you. Or look us up on Today's Dollar Show and leave a message for us, and we'll also contact you right away.
What is the in the minute we have left here, what's the number one thing that you offer clients?
Safety.
Very much safety. It's you know, the thing when you talk about annuities, and Ron's covered a lot of this today, but we've got short term, we've got long term, we've got annuities that produce income, we've got annuities that produce wealth transfer. It's just all dependent on what your situation is and what do you want to have and what are your goals for your money. We'd be happy to visit with you. Give us a call again at 913-317-9210. Or look us up on Today's Dollar Show.
All right, this is Today's Dollar. We've been talking taxes and savings, and on our next show, we're going to continue kind of that subject because, golly, tax time is almost here. Hard to believe. Well, you guys have a great, great Christmas, and we'll get together again real soon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.